This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.
I miss Kraft cheese. I miss grilled cheese sandwiches. I miss fried bologna. Mm-hmm. I miss trash ass food all the time. It's like that all the time, but I look at it the same way as past relationships. You know, like you can fantasize about an old lover or, you know, like the memory is still there and you feel them like, oh, shit. You know, like you feel them just as rampant as the hot donuts light at Krispy Kreme.
Yes.
You feel them the same exact way as Dairy Queen.
It's amazing you still miss these things.
I still miss these
things. Even living this lifestyle for as long as you have. I figured it would go away.
No, it never goes away.
Because it's engineered biologically.
It is engineered. And
it
is in me. Yeah. Like, it is there stuff. So it's very hard learning that balance between who you were and who you're trying to be. Hot breath.
Happy day, Hot Breath-averse. This is it. I am your host, comedian Joel Byers. And you know what time it is. Hot breath. Yes, indeed. This is Hot Breath Podcast, your weekly guide to comedy mastery. And today, peeps, we are going back into the vault. Last week's interview with Tierra Burrell got so much good feedback and so many listens in just a week that it really inspired me to go ahead and repost her first interview with us back to the top of the feed. So it was all the way back at episode 101. And now we're bringing it back up here as a bonus clip for you. So it's not a clip, it's the full interview. But please pardon my brain, but I am actually hungover for the first time in a long time. One of my friends from high school got married last night, and I am still recovering. This is 30, I guess. So thank you for bearing with me in this intro, but I think having these episodes about health is a good reminder of maybe don't drink so much, because alcohol is just poison, which we actually talk about in Tierra's interview from last week, and we get into even more health tips in this week's interview. So even if you have heard it before, it's a worthwhile, it could be a refresher. You always hear something new when you listen back to episodes. And also, it's cool just to see how far we've come as a podcast, how far I've come as an interviewer, and also, really, how far Tierra has come from the first time we interviewed her back over a year ago. It was September of 2017 when the first interview dropped. So this is a good just refresher and hopefully an inspirationer just to see with consistency, not only with your health, but whatever your professional endeavors are, just how far consistency will get you. So this one is jam-packed, just like last week's episode, with so many health insights and tips and strategies and just overall like tangible stuff, though. It's not all woo-woo and hypotheticals. She is like, here's what you could do, here's why you feel this way, here's how you can change that, and the habits that you can create over time to make it easier to be healthier. So she is one of my favorite guests. So I hope she's the same for you. After hearing this one, she's going to become at least one of your favoriter guests. Now you can hear her back to back. Back to back. We doing podcasts back to back. Sorry. I'm a comedian, not a rapper. Clearly. So anyway, let's get into the interview. Hot brethren and sistren, remember to drink your water and not so much alcohol. And I've got some exciting news in the outro that I need your help with, so please do stay tuned. But if you do find this valuable around these holiday seasons, especially, it can be hard to be healthy. Share this with someone you think could value from hearing it. And with all that being said, there's only one thing left to do. And that is inhale a hot breath with Tierra Burrell.
Yeah, we're in business.
It's gonna be great.
I know. It's been, you know, we're in the making here.
Yeah.
We're going green.
We are going green today. Let me give you a little brochure.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Just a little stuff.
Yeah, it's just my brand. Know, that's all. That's I just all. Have a trifold exactly. tin. Whatever these are.
But just notice the weight of the paper. We're going to go ahead.
I got married 3 months ago. I understand paper.
Yes. How much money did you pay for fucking paper?
Whatever my wife got. Oh. But I just know we had to, like, there was, like, feel, and it was Mohawk. That's
paper
all
matters.
I know. Yeah. But I'm big on, like, you know, this is cardstock. So, like, I'm big on texture and paper and, like, I'll invest in, like, random stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, the... kind of the minutia of your life, investing in that stuff, really
well,
empowers everything.
Congratulations on your newfound nuptials.
Well, thank you very much.
You have a person forever.
I know. I love her, too. I lucked out.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So this is going to be awesome, too. I was going to try to record it, but I don't know if it's going to... It's been cutting out. Like, I've tried to record them. Oh, do we slide in? Because I've been... People keep telling me I should video record them. So,
that's what people like now.
I've just been trying to listen to the people, you know?
Give them what they want.
Yeah.
That has been my motto and what I have learned out of all of these years of entrepreneurship. You just give them what they want, not what you want them to have.
So it's like you throw something out there and then get their feedback and just follow that feedback.
Kinda. I follow the money.
Right.
So whatever they're purchasing or whatever they invest in or anything like that, if they want that from me. If you want me to do it, then fine, by all means. Before it was like, oh, I want you to have this and this beautiful life of well-being and so forth. They're like, Tara, we just want the fucking recipe.
Right.
Fine. You give them the recipe. Like, me and my good heart. It's like, well, I honestly just want you to be a really good human being.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if you don't want that part and you just want the recipe, cool, so.
I got to remember that.
Yeah, you give them what they want.
Because, like, like you and your branding, I definitely have, like, various streams, but you seem to be getting results from yours. And I just have these streams right now that aren't really, like, together, they're sustainable,
right.
But by no means, like, not propelling me forward. It's just almost staying lateral. So that's something I wanted to dive into you about, is just having all these line extensions, but then also making them productive.
Oh, yeah.
And streaming and not just ideas or whatever, you know?
Yeah, and that's just the best way to actually figure it out. You know, you fuck up certain ways until you just don't fuck up the same way anymore.
Uh-huh.
And you learn how to adjust that fuck up. Same way with your mics. I'm pretty sure you learned, okay, like, this is a cheap ass mic. I don't really like that one anymore.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and see what's better than this or what somebody else actually recommends. And then you figure out what sound clarity you're going for. It's the same thing. All we're working with is frequencies and vibrations all the way across the board.
Uh-huh.
So it's just like, okay, you're here. Okay, cool. They're here. Awesome.
Yeah.
How do I get to them? You know, like, how do I get that merge in between without lowering myself to where
exactly.
they want me to
exactly.
be, or what society asks us to be? It's just really finding out that perfect tune. And sometimes it looks like Bose, sometimes it looks like Cardamon. What's his name? Cardamon Hardman, whatever that sound system is.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
You get them, you're the gravity still.
Exactly.
They still orbit you, but you just maybe have to adjust the pull.
Exactly. You become that gravitational pull. However, thank you, love.
Oh.
I grab them, baby.
Oh, thank you.
Did she say almost vegan?
She said almost. Okay. She said that. And, like, is proud. She's really proud about me. Works. We're going to say yay.
Well, you got to start incremental, right?
No.
You got.
I don't know how to half-ass anything. If you dive into anything, let's just use a swimming pool as an analogy.
Okay.
If you dive into something and don't know how to fucking survive, that's your fault.
Okay.
Who doesn't know how to kick and swim? I mean, kicking. You're fighting for your life at that point. Feel the same way when you're diving into anything, whether that's marriage, whether that's yourself, whether that is career, school, no matter what it is, you dive into it. That means you go on head first.
Yeah.
You decided to make that choice to jump. You could have stayed your ass on the sidelines and did nothing like all the rest of the people eating hot dogs or their beach towels.
Oh, yeah.
Could have did that.
So you go to a family reunion and then that's when you dove off into the pool? Is that what?
No, one of my good friends, she passed away.
Oh, okay.
One of my good friends passed away. All this was, like, within the same time frame of
I don't know how my existential self was starting to wake up. Just go. Just punch it, Joel. There we go.
I'm trying to like, I'm thinking about the audio though. I'm like, how can I do this quietly? And they're like, be a man and just poke through the paper, Joel. Jeez. That's funny.
But yeah, realizing and just seeing everything around me, it was so normal for people to be sick. Scared the shit out of me. And then one of my really good friends passed away. And everybody was talking about like how she died. They didn't get her autopsy until weeks later. I'm to actually get the results of how she passed away. And it was a brain aneurysm. But throughout the time of everybody asking how she actually passed away, it was just like, nobody's going to talk about the fact that she was like 280 pounds. Nobody's going to say that. Like,
how old was she?
At this time, we weren't 30. She may have been like maybe 32. She wasn't 35.
Uh-huh.
So somewhere between late 20s, early 30s. I don't really remember. I don't think she was that much older than me. But yeah.
Oh, man.
That scared the shit out. That's when I was like, oh, bitch, you got to get this fat shit together. Because the South, you know, everybody thinks that it's a cultural acceptance. You're allowed to be thicker,
yep,
or more plump. It's a cultural thing. I'm from Ohio.
Juicy.
I know this fat shit. Yeah, like, I'm from Ohio.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know this stuff. So understanding that, like, oh, so when I moved down to Atlanta, it was like, okay, I can gain a little bit of weight and it'd be okay. And then at that time, I was a makeup artist, so I'm surrounded with strippers all the time and these big ass, thick thigh ass women.
Uh-huh.
And I'm doing their makeup and I'm on video shoots all day long. So you're seeing the more voluptuous things. That's how I know environment is a huge part.
Boom.
Yeah, that's a huge part.
Let me get this close to you as well.
Yeah.
Just because it's going to pick up you and not all the
awesome
surrounding noise.
But yeah.
Oh, look
so
at you.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going live?
Piggy. I'm going to try you.
Nice, yeah.
If it does it in here. Honey Bubble Guest.
I took over Creative Loafing's Instagram yesterday.
Oh.
And I interviewed Green Tea 316.
No, 2016.
2016.
Mm-hmm.
And interviewed Mara Davis on there. And they have like 50,000 followers. And then by the end of the interview, there was like one person. And they just wrote like, this sucks or whatever.
Oh.
That was the first time I tried to do a live one. I mean, it was fine.
I didn't
care. I just thought it was funny.
That is awesome.
That's how that initial experience was. So I'm just experimenting with the visual.
Okay.
I just interviewed Kawan Prather on here, and he said, like, a lot of stuff you just got to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just got to do it.
Yeah.
And then, because I was like, well, if I videotape it, I want it to look good, and I want to make sure the production. He's like, no, everything I've done, you just got to do it and then let it happen as it does.
Exactly.
And you'll be amazed. I think it's kind of that law of attraction.
Exactly.
But in talking about law of attraction is when I initially hit you up about, I mean, I've been following you for a couple of years because you actually did my internet radio show at B100 a while ago, but I couldn't make it that day. And I was so disappointed. But then I heard about you from them having you on the show and I following your journey. And so then I was like, all right, I'm going to hit her up and interview her and then like start taking my health more seriously. And then it wasn't until I started to just do it that then we connected again.
Mm-hmm.
Like a couple. And that's what I was thinking. I was like, something's just like rebounding here or whatever,
exactly.
Like two magnets.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as I started taking it more seriously again, oh, here she appears again.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, in the back of my head, I was thinking, I bet if I do this, that's going to happen. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Have you had experiences like that too?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
That is my everyday. And that's honestly the vibration because that's what I said I work with and that's what I work on all the time. It's
mm-hmm.
just frequencies and vibrations. It looks like plants and vegetables, but at the end of the day, it's just like, okay, so if I know I want to live my most epic self and if I know I want to wake up and I'm feeling super, super, super ambitious, super motivated, super spontaneous, whatever it is
mm-hmm.
that I'm trying to jump on, that's what I want to eat. So you are what you eat. I can't eat dead things or things that are going in a reverse life process because that's not what I want for my life. When I digest those things, that's what I become. So now all of a sudden I'm having suicidal thoughts or thinking that I'm completely ain't shit or I haven't accomplished anything in the world or I've gone through a space of anxiety or a mood shift rapidly. And I'm like, this isn't me. What is this? You know, like this is not Tierra. So when you morph through so many different spaces of yourself and you get tired of all those old selves, you make a non-negotiable commitment to yourself in an unparalleled way. Now, it's not always unicorns, rainbows, and sparkles every single day, but it's literally, what am I doing in that downtime in between time? Just like a thunderstorm, what are we doing when we can't go outside? Or it's not necessarily like the safest thing to truly do for us. It's just like, well, the fucking lightning and thunderstorm is happening right now. I'm kind of trapped in the house, or it's not necessarily the best time to drive. What do I do throughout that time? Okay, let me go and clean out my closet, or let me, you know, stay productive in some way, shape, or form. So I think that it's that way completely across the board, and it's not wavering. Even when I try to be my lower vibrational self and I try to be basic, my higher self comes back around, and we can call that a connection with God. We can call it universal Taoism. You can call it whatever the fuck you want to label it. But there's a higher power there that is that leading, guiding force. That's just like, okay, so you're being basic today. Okay, so you're going to have to clean up all this basic shit that you did today for the next 3 months or the next month and a half. Or what's the point? You just worked out crazy 2 days ago, and now you're about to just dump all that on some Chick-fil-A fries? I mean, Arby's fries, maybe. Maybe
the curly ones?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
What are some of your other like weak points like that where you're like, oh God.
Oh God. Yes. It's like that all the time, but I look at it the same way as past relationships. You know, like you can fantasize about an old lover, or, you know, like the memory is still there and you feel them like, oh shit. You know, like you feel them just as rampant as the hot donuts light at Krispy Kreme.
Yes.
You feel them the same exact way as Dairy Queen. I miss goddamn 2-for-3 croissant, which is every single morning from Burger King. All this stuff I can think of off the top of my head of things that I miss all the time. I miss Waffle House every single day.
It's amazing
my
you
entire
still
life.
Miss these
I
things.
I still miss these
even
things.
Living this lifestyle for
oh,
as long
hell
as you
yeah.
have. I figured it would go away.
No, it never goes away.
Because it's engineered
it
biologically.
Is engineered. You're and right. it is in me. Yeah. Like, it is there. Like, that is 20 plus years of fucking day after Thanksgiving honey baked ham sandwiches.
Yeah.
I miss that every single day of my life. Like, I miss Kraft cheese. I miss grilled cheese sandwiches. I miss fried bologna. Mm-hmm. I miss trash ass food all the time. Now, am I going to do that to my life? If I was in the mood that day to actually do a disservice to myself, okay, yeah, it may happen. But at the end of the day, no, I don't even want that for myself and for my higher self. So it's very hard learning that balance between who you were and who you're trying to be. So your higher self calls on you like, hey, so we demand this of you. And you're just like, but I really, really, really just want to go IHOP. You know, like I really just want to do that. And that's just it. But really, once again, making that non-wavering commitment to yourself of excellence.
You just posted today, you have 60,000 thoughts a day. So in food especially, I mean, it's like you'll have an impulse. Mm-hmm. One thing, somebody may say the word Snickers and then you're thinking about Snickers for 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
How do you, or until you get one or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's how do you take each thought and start to manipulate in the right direction instead of it driving you crazy until you get it?
Definitely. I acknowledge the thoughts. I acknowledge the thoughts. I allow them to come exactly how they are, the same way as feelings. I believe that emotions are one of the number one forms of intelligence that we actually have on this planet. So I allow those feelings and those emotions to actually come through, have their way, and then they pass. Mm. I'm not trying to fight them. I'm not trying to subject myself to them. I'm just honoring them, because those feelings in impulse, it's the same way that creativity works. You know, like, so when you are able to actually see them as one in the same type of vibration and acknowledge them exactly for what they are. But okay, Snickers, yeah, you were nice, caramel, you know, hungry, why wait? Awesome. You're thinking about Halloween. Mm-hmm. You're thinking about the little minis, and you're thinking about like day after Valentine's Day, where the little bite-sized
just
ones
pop them like vitamins.
Yeah. You're thinking about all these things, and it's just like, okay, that was enough. Uh-huh. I don't actually have to eat that in order to have that feeling on the inside. Uh-huh. I was satisfied with the thought. I was satisfied with the emotions and the memories that I had behind that. But am I about to go to Dairy Queen right now and get a Snickers Blizzard? Fuck no, but I can still miss it.
So you like fantasize about it.
Oh,
you will take it to that emotional state like you did eat it, or like you are eating it. Oh,
exactly.
And that satiates
it. And that does it. It eliminates it.
Whoa.
Yeah. So everything to me, quote unquote, is an erotic space. You know, like I think of everything in a lustful space. I think of everything. I'm very, very, very what's the word? I'm very passionate. I'm very in tune. I'm a, my love language is touch. You know,
oh, like, yeah, that's what mine is, too. Yeah,
yeah, so I need to have that type of feeling on me. You don't have to physically touch me in order to touch me, if that makes any sense. So Snickers, yes, awesome. You are amazing. You are beautiful. I love the way you feel going down my throat. You are absolutely amazing. But at the end of the day, that was enough. What we had, our love affair back then was amazing the same way, but I don't want to do you in 2017 the same way that I don't want to do whoever it was I was doing when I was eating Snickers either.
Yeah.
It's growth.
And a lot of people listening to this, because you're at a point in your journey where you've almost, it's great to hear you struggling. And I love people of your success level talking about their struggles certainly makes people just starting out or even thinking about wanting to start out, makes it seem more tangible for them.
Definitely.
So maybe for people, so you've almost wrangled it. You've got a feeling of yourself and how you can deal with things. But newer people starting out who maybe are listening to this while eating a Snickers.
Right.
Depressed, because that was my thing with sugar.
Uh-huh.
Like sugar, because I mean, it's the modern day tobacco.
Yes.
It's more addictive than cocaine.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
Number one excitotoxin on the planet.
It's in like 70% of the food in like grocery store. It's 80%?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I knew you would know the exact numbers. Yeah, I know you're all about it. And that's what's cool about your journey. Well, you went from makeup, which is outer beauty, to now health, inner beauty.
Exactly.
And you were self-taught in both.
Yes, yes, completely.
So how? What are some great, for health, what are some great resources people can like use to self-teach?
Definitely. One of the number one things, and mind you, I graduated summa cum laude, so I'm a brain when it comes down to it. My brain works in patterns and it works in colors. So I didn't want to go back to school ever. I didn't think that nobody else needed to teach me the things that I wanted to learn. Mm. So the only difference between me and my professors was the fact that they read different books and they actually studied a lot longer than what I did. So let me just go ahead and read books, because that is the number one thing that I say that people can actually do for their health is take advantage of the luxury of knowing how to read.
Mm.
We don't read shit. I graduated summa cum laude. My ass could not read ketchup.
What was your degree?
Anthropology and criminal justice.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. So I came out being a paralegal for a prestigious law firm and all sorts of stuff, researching for the attorney. So the language, you know, like, it's what got me. And the difference between me, myself, and them, they just studied a lot longer. So I don't want to go back to school, but I can still study. You know, like, I can still study what I want to learn. And that is how I actually got to this point. So number one is definitely read. You can't do anything if you don't open up a manual and actually read those things. You can't even build the $15 bookshelf from Walmart without you actually opening up the damn directions and reading it. So that is number one step, is read everything. If you're about to eat you some French fries with some ketchup and some salt, okay, cool. Look at the ketchup, look at the salt, flip it over. If you can't pronounce anything, or if none of those words were on a spelling test, 9 times out of 10, that's not what you should put in your body. It's not depression, it's fucking chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
And if you understand like the algorithms of how depression works, that's all it is once again chemicals. And a lot of people out here are walking around with fucked up attitudes, posing as self-esteem issues, as depression, and so on and so forth. And at the end of the day, it's just like, how much water have you drank today? You're probably dehydrated.
Be that simple.
That simple.
What
make it so complicated?
Yeah, that is for sure. People like to overthink it. But at the end of the day, we instinctually know what we should do.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, I mean, the food, like we said, it is legitimately engineered. Like, these people could be using their brain power to be solving problems, but instead they're creating epidemics.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And things that are unnecessary to our experience as humans.
Yeah.
So even though the things are actually engineered, we still have that primitive sense of knowing the difference and discernment of what's right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes down to just figuring out, okay, well, maybe I shouldn't have this tea right now because I didn't drink enough water. Let me go ahead and get the water down first, because I know, one, we're on a fucking water planet. You know, like, our bodies are over 70% water. Our cells run off of water. The water matters. You know, like, the water matters. I don't care what type of water you drink, as long as it's some sort of water. It doesn't even matter in the beginning. If you are behind, don't start overthinking, well, it's spring water, or it's ionized water, or it's, you know, distilled water. Just drink some fucking water.
Yeah.
Stop making it so complicated, because our higher power, God, Buddha, Krishna, whoever it is that you subscribe to. Exactly.
Sorry, I meant to give you that earlier. That's
Yay,
spring water,
you.
By the way.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah, like whatever it is, like that is just a primitive sense. And once again, mm-hmm. we don't have to make it so complicated. So,
what is your routine like? Because I've noticed in taking my health over, and it's, I've been lucky, like I guess there's things called skinny fat as mm-hmm. well. Like the oh, people yeah. see skinny people, but you could still be unhealthy.
Oh, yeah.
Completely.
Yeah.
So I was going towards that path, and I could tell not only more than physically, because I've always been able to work out consistently, but then like the diet I would always waver is like, I'll just work out so I can eat whatever. But the mental, like literal like depression, and like you feel down after eating stuff.
Definitely.
And I noticed once I started getting into a routine and really, especially my mornings, mm-hmm. I found out if I start the day productive, that makes the whole day productive.
Definitely.
So what are kind of your skills you've kind of acquired?
Definitely.
That?
It is all about rituals every single day, every single day. If I skip a day, it just doesn't go right. And it could be a mental thing, but I'd much rather psychologically warp myself in that way mm-hmm. than any other way. So first thing in the morning, get up. There's always 32 ounces of water sitting next to my bed. So even if I'm not awake, even if I'm not completely conscious, even if I don't know what type of mood I'm in yet, I reach over for that. And I prepped it the night before. It could have lemons in it. It could have lime in it. Whatever. It could just be plain. Reach over for it. I keep a straw in it because I'm still laying in bed. Drink that down. That wakes up my internal organs. So first thing first, water. Eventually, in about 15 minutes, even if I'm still laying there, I'm about to have to pee.
Boom. So it gets you up.
Get up. So it makes me get up. Uh-huh. So that water is there every single morning. Another routine ritual that I do, everything green. I'm not necessarily hungry first thing in the morning. So that's when I use the opportunity just to nutritionally overload. Now, another 32-ounce mason jar. I typically have pineapple juice just in a refrigerator on standby or carrot juice just in a refrigerator on standby because what I put in it was just a dehydrated powder, which is Vitamineral Green. I swear by that one. It's Vitamineral Green, or there's another brand called Green Vibrance.
Yeah, that one's on your website, the Vitamineral Green.
Vitamineral
right?
Green is on my website. Mm-hmm. I swear by that. That's been every single day for the past 5-6 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's amazing. Because you never know. You may not be hungry, or your day may take over, and you don't have enough time. I believe that us as humans, we cannot digest or typically eat as much as our body actually needs on a regular basis. Mm. So why not just put it all in a goddamn cup? Drink it.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is the easiest thing that you can possibly do. Drink it.
Right.
So I'm starting my body very first and foremost in the very beginning of my day with absolute nutrition. There's nothing else inside of it to disrupt it or interrupt it.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd be surprised what your body actually does when it has everything that it needs as far as nutritional aspects. So inside of that, it's like over 27 different things. So it's barley grass, wheatgrass, all just spirulina, blue green algae. It's just everything superfood, superpower. I promise that is like my superhero juice. I call it like my Incredible Hulk superhero juice.
Uh-huh.
So I start my day with that. Once again, you never know the type of algorithms that you're going to jump on. Somebody could call, piss you off. You could get bad news, whatever the case may be. As long as I know that my body is set up in a certain way from the very beginning, it will not be as hard for those triggers to come up, because that's when you start emotionally eating. And then the bagel sounds good, or something crunchy, or the Lay's potato chips, or maybe I'm in an environment where, you know, it's a huge spread and it's cheese and all sorts of stuff. And it's just like, I don't eat these things, but God damn it, Pepper Jack still smells good. You know, like, and then you're having an emotional response. That's what I said in the very beginning, the Snickers. When you have that emotional response, when you lust after it, when you have those moments, you just ride it out. And that's not something that you actually do for yourself. So,
oh, that's beautiful. And how organized are you throughout your... Is organization, because my wife, she's in project management, and we just sat down and like did an Excel sheet of like goals, and then like reverse engineering it by the day of like devote this time to this amount to that goal, devote this. So I've just been getting on that regimen.
Yes.
So what is your kind of regimen like?
Definitely. I'm very organized, even in my disorganization, because I'm a creative and I create. So in that space of me being a creative, sometimes I let things get messy because of the fact of the reward is the cleanup. You know, like it feels good when everything is in order. as opposed to, oh my goodness, let me just get this out. Let me get this out. And it gets messy, just like baking a cake. You know, sometimes when you're baking a cake, it's not going to look like the end result in the very beginning. It's going to be shit all over the place. There's going to be spatulas. There's going to be stuff falling all over the floor at the end of the day. But you come back and then here's this beautiful masterpiece. So I have planners. I have journals everywhere. And I have so many different type of journals and so many different type of pens, because one day I may want a blue pen and totally. I want a black pen. It's so strange.
Uh-huh.
But I'm driven mainly by the colors. So when it comes down to that organization, there's stickers, there's tabs, there's I have a to-do list, there's wonder list that I work off of with my admin team, and we go back and forth because sometimes you can't get to email. It's rare that I'm sitting down in front of a computer anymore. So we have that, which is a task list that we just bounce back and forth off of each other just to stay organized, and once again, just for me to unplug things. Apps definitely help.
Okay.
Majorly. There's one called Brain Dump.
Okay.
Where it's just random ass stuff that you have, you know, ideas that are just in your head, and you just dump it off in your phone at the end of the night. You may not even get back to it to the end of the month. Then you go back to it and it's just like, whoa. Mm-hmm. And then it sends you nice little reminders. Also, another really good app or system is, what is it? Basecamp.
Okay.
Basecamp is good, especially
okay.
for any small business entrepreneurs. It's definitely a little pricey, but when I tell you it's worth it, it sends you daily reminders. It keeps you on task. It asks you, so what do we have planned today? What is it that we're going to do today? It lets you know and gives you like little rewards and shit when you finish all your stuff. Sometimes we need that. I'm that kid that needed the gold stars and the stickers and the medals. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not doing this shit if I don't get a reward. I'm still that way. Like, okay, so what am I getting out of this? How does this benefit me?
Okay.
So, understanding how that stuff works. But yes, organization is a must. I'm a smells person too. So the smells matter.
I've seen your Instagram.
Ooh.
I feel like on the way to the gym, like every day you're like, oh, I hope they wore deodorant today.
Oh.
Or I hope they showered today. Like,
I think that the biggest impact that I can make with these damn grown-ups, like personal hygiene people.
Yeah.
Where did we go wrong? And I understand, you know, like we went wrong somewhere. Somebody's didn't get proper parenting or somebody's grandma could have raised them, or they could have been brought up in foster care. You know, we kind of just adapt to however it is that we adapt. But when you are in a high-end climate and it's hot and you're already in a space to where you're releasing all sorts of stuff, I smell cancer. I smell diabetes.
You can smell.
I can smell that. I am basically raw food vegan. These senses, I see everything in Technicolor. You know, everything.
Right now? Like,
yes.
What color am
every
I?
Every single day. You're white, Joel.
Okay.
Like,
I didn't
you're real white.
I didn't know if I was glowing.
You're like
know.
White emoji. White.
I'm too white to fail white.
But your teeth are amazing. Like,
oh, well,
absolutely
thank
amazing.
Thank you so much.
But yeah, like, you're able to see things a lot more vivid. So all of my senses, you know, like, you'd be surprised what actually happens when there's nothing living inside of you or nothing decomposing inside of you to where it's, once again, going in that reverse life process. Everything that's inside of me is living, plant, bountiful, expansion things.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel all the time. So the smells are so... They're bad.
This sounds amazing, but to people, even like you saying words like, oh, it has spirulina and even the word like super greens and all people are like, all right, she's speaking a different language right now. Like, how many, and I've known just from doing like personal research, but a lot of people will even, I'm sure you have a lot of followers who almost use you as just like a fantasizing, oh, maybe one day I'll get there or whatever.
Yeah.
Or just they live through you instead of taking action.
Exactly.
So for people at that level, what kind of practical steps can they take now? Because I interviewed a nutritionist on here before, Desiree Nathanson, and her thing was to start out is creating small attainable goals that then will build up to like the lifestyle. So instead of like trying to do like a New Year's resolution where people like binge at midnight and they're like, all right, when I wake up, I'm a new person.
Right.
Like, what kind of advice do you have for people that are just like, I'm lost. I want to make a difference, but I don't know how to.
I say take small steps,
uh-huh.
just like anything else that we would actually do on a regular basis. So I work out every single day. I can't go and run a marathon tomorrow. Even though I work out, I'm super fit. I am healthy, heart rate, everything. It's all about a conditioning aspect. So I believe that that's one of the main reasons why New Year's resolutions do not make it, because it's just an unattainable goal. First step, number one, be honest with yourself. stop setting these unrealistic expectations for yourself, for your life, for your family. At the end of the day, when you do not have the willpower, you do not have the discipline, you do not have the attention span in order to accomplish those things. If you are not being honest with yourself, you will fail, period. So the first step is definitely honesty. So you don't necessarily have to do a whole bunch of things at once. It doesn't work that way. Nothing works that way. We didn't go from kindergarten to PhD status overnight. There's mm-hmm. no way that you can matriculate in that way. So when you're able to actually see things, especially for the mothers or the people who've actually grown families, you didn't wake up in month three like, okay, so I'm going to grow some pancreases and eyebrows today. No, the body has an infinite ability of knowing what to do in the perfect timing. You get out of its way. So one thing that you can definitely do, just one, be honest with yourself. Two, take little steps at a time. And that is, okay, I know I need to be drinking more water. Let that be the week of you drinking more water. And that is the best that you can do. The second week, okay, I know that I shouldn't be taking this salt. Let me go ahead and switch up my salts and my seasonings. Okay, boom. So now that is two things that you have done within 2 weeks. Week three, okay, let me switch up the sauces. So now instead of this ketchup, I'm gonna get this ketchup. Instead of this salad dressing, I'm gonna get that salad dressing. Awesome. Those are three things that you have accomplished within a month. Week four, let's go ahead and really understand how to master quinoa. Quinoa. Some people call it quinoa.
Yeah.
Quinoa. Who is quinoa?
I said vegan when I first. I'm not even kidding.
Yes.
The first vegan restaurant I went to, I was like, so is all this vegan? It was, yeah, I'm dead.
It happens. It so happens. So learn how to master quinoa. You know, just set realistic expectations for yourself and understand that anything you practice, you eventually become good at. Mm. So if you consistently practice healthy goals or healthy steps and healthy tools or anything healthy, you will eventually become good at it. I am 10 years in this thing now.
Okay.
So this is 10 years. So 2017 right. era, what the fuck? I was eating ramen noodles thinking like, oh, it doesn't have meat and dairy in it, so I'm good to go.
What was your rock bottom? When was there a moment for you where like you look down and you're like, all right, this is getting out of hand? Or was it more emotional?
Oh, what? Yeah.
Tell us your rock bottom.
My rock bottom was I was 175, 78 pounds.
Okay.
I'm 5'5". Being in the South, that's accepted. So it's like, oh, you know, ass, titties, still small waist, thick thighs, all this attention. But realizing I am missing out on so much of life because I'm sleepy.
Mm.
I am sleepy. So maintaining this weight or what it actually takes in order to keep this weight on, I'm losing out on so many other things. Like I'm making up excuses for not going to Lifetime events. My friends are getting married and having baby showers and all sorts of things. And I want to be able to be outside and volunteer in parks and, you know, just pretty much be community oriented.
Mm-hmm.
But where does time and energy exist in the same space? Because when you have time, you don't have energy. Or when you have energy, you don't have time. Where the fuck do they live together? I know they have to live together. That was my rock bottom, was realizing, one, that I was taking more naps just being able to sustain that weight. And then just being realistic, my vagina was fucked up.
Mm.
It was fucked up. The pH balance is jacked up. I had reoccurring vaginal problems. It's in a toxic environment.
Yeah.
So it can't be its best self when it's in a toxic environment. Here, you can't be feeding it Lunchables and ramen noodles thinking that you're doing something better for yourself. Thinking like, well, I don't eat meat and dairy, so I'm better than you. No, bitch. Actually, at the end of the day, your vagina smells just like her. So what are y'all doing wrong?
And you even do a webinar on that now,
I did
right?
a whole webinar.
Yeah.
An entire 2 hours just dedicated to valuing your vagina. Because we don't know these things. We're not taught these things as women. In this society, it's so taboo to talk about sexual organs. It's so taboo to walk around naked. You go to Barcelona and it's just like, ain't nobody got on clothes. You know, like, so realizing it's a cultural thing. Once again, going back to the anthropology, I study people. So understanding how all that stuff actually works hand in hand. What works here doesn't work in other places. What works in other places doesn't work here. So being able to find that commonality between just once again, real humanity. I know a lot of stuff. I was educated in a lot of things. But at the end of the day, I was never taught how to be an amazing human being. Nobody taught me that. There's no like human being 101 class after calculus. You don't get that part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like so I can go out and get this dream job and I can litigate some shit up and down, file a mean bankruptcy. But at the end of the day, I don't know how to sustain myself as a human being, as a woman, as just a native of the planet. It's like, who doesn't know how to drink water? I didn't know that. I had no idea.
I feel like most people don't, actually.
No.
Like, and it's these common habits that can be formed that will create, like...
Mm-hmm. Major side effects later
yes.
on. Just something as simple as table salt.
Yeah.
You know, the mm-hmm. simplest things. You're not thinking anything is wrong. And then walking through the grocery stores, all of these things are just so readily available for you, and it's colorful, and it's awesome, and then you see, you know, follow your nose, or you see the little Trix rabbit, and it's all of these things. I was eating, like, Trix yogurt when I first started eating yogurt, just to try to mature my palate, because they said yogurt's good for you, as I'm having vaginal problems. So they're like, yogurt's good for you. Well, I'm like, I fucking hate yogurt. Mm-hmm. So I started out eating Trix yogurt, thinking, once again, I'm doing something better, not realizing that that is just it. But that's the same thing that comes down to people who go from Hot Pockets to Lean Pockets. They're thinking that they're doing something better, not realizing that it's systematically set up to keep you trapped.
And their big barrier for people can also be financial.
Oh, yeah.
So what kind of tips and hacks do you have for navigating that?
Definitely. I taught another webinar, an entire 2 hours that I actually put up on YouTube for free, how to eat right when your pockets are tight. That is an amazing thing. I'm basically teaching everybody how to eat and live off of a food stamp budget, because it's all about the tools that you have, just like anything else. Understanding how to use the tools. You can go to Walgreens and get you a $15 rice cooker with a little steamer basket on top. That saves you so much time, money, energy, everything. Go to Trader Joe's or wherever your organic department is in the grocery store. Get you some frozen vegetables. Get you, once again, some quinoa. I always say quinoa instead of rice, because quinoa is a whole grain and it's a seed, so it moves through you as opposed to rice sticks to you. So the same exact way as you think about rice, you can do the same exact thing with quinoa. It's just better for you. Throw your quinoa in there. Throw up some chopped vegetables. Maybe you don't know the right seasonings. Go and get you a little bouillon cube. You know, you get like 12 of them for $3. Throw that in there. Throw the quinoa in there. Your little steamer basket on top. You emptied out a whole bag of broccoli or bag of cauliflower, whatever you're in the mood for that day. And flip the button. 15 minutes later, you're done. You didn't have to do anything. That took 3 minutes of your entire life. That's one of the things that I do coming back from working out. It's just a quick, I'm not really hungry, I don't know what to stop, but it just saves so much time and it's so convenient in my life. You can put whatever sauce you want on it, barbecue sauce, hot sauce, jalapeno sauce it up however it is that you want. But that's definitely one thing. Secondly, understanding how you can go to like TJ Maxx or Ross or Big Lots even, and actually go down their spice and snacks department. Oh, man. Jackpot.
Okay.
You'd be surprised how much great things are in those areas for a discounted rate. Even in their beauty aisles, you can buy tea tree oil and all sorts of vitamin E oil. You can find all of those things in those types of discounted places as well, which is still the same exact brand name. It's just at a discount rate.
Mm-hmm.
Also understanding how to truly shop locally. Because what is around you is absolutely phenomenal, but we're not taught. We're taught to go into the convenience store in order for different things, or we're taught, you know, if it doesn't come out of the grocery store, that's not necessarily what you want. No, I want the man that has the watermelons on the back of his truck, because I know him and I can go to his farm and I'm connected with his energy as well. And he's giving it to me for $5. If he keeps seeing me, he's going to eventually, you know, we're building a rapport,
right?
And he'll hear, Tierra, go ahead and take two or three of them, give them away to your friend. I love the love energy that is connected to all things that I do on a regular basis. So when you have that type of connection, it's 10 times cheaper. So yeah, I may have paid $7 this week, but next week I paid $5 and I got three. You know, like, so really understand how to use your local economy and finding those local farmers. And a lot of the times they deliver. You know, like they deliver, they're just trying to get rid of produce and they just want people to care and they want people to make healthier decisions. So when you have those types of options, I always say utilize those boxes, especially if you don't know how to truly prepare food. There's, I don't even know the name of it right now, but there's all sorts of delivery boxes that people have now because healthy is trendy. So take advantage of the trend. This is not how it was 10 years ago when I started out. So I had to, you know, figure out. That's why I always tell people, like, just eat a rainbow. It just makes life 10 times easier.
Nice.
Red, green, yellow, orange, blue, brown, purple, black. Have something all day long of one of those colors. So you don't know what to get when you're in a grocery store. Okay, well, pick a color. I'm going to go with blue. Go through the grocery store and find everything blue. You got blueberries. You got, you know, and then even do hues of blue. You can go purple. Acai bowls. You can go eggplant. And you find other recipes that go with it. We are in the age of technology where literally we have more technology within the palm of our hand with these smartphones. And we don't ask these smartphones smart questions. It's not hard. Ask Siri. She is waiting to be taken advantage of. Siri, eggplant recipes. Coming right up, you know, like Siri, yeah. Plant-based eggplant recipes coming right up. Google, you don't even have to read if your ass is too lazy to read. Google images.
Yeah.
Boom. Everything pops up right then and there. So honestly, you're not limited, especially if you have a smartphone. Like, we're not dealing in the days of Nokia and
Snake
flip phones,
one,
right?
And all that, yeah.
We are so far from the turquoise screens where we have to hit three times in order to get the letter E.
But the frustrating thing about eating healthy is you may be able to go 2 weeks and you're like, of eating healthy, you're like, yeah, I'm doing it. And then day one of week three, you go ahead and binge 2 weeks worth of food in that one day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming you had that struggle starting in this lifestyle.
Hell yeah.
So how do you deal? That's a very common thing. That's something I would struggle with. So
definitely.
Like, and I still do. So how do you deal with that?
Understand your emotional triggers.
Gotcha.
Once again, environment is everything. Mm-hmm. So I don't surround myself with people. And this is, once again, just years of learning what those triggers were and understanding who is actually in the best interest of me as opposed to who's not necessarily not. And it has nothing to do with love. We're not talking about love here. Like, I love a lot of people. Majority of my family, I can't hang out with because they just don't make good decisions for themselves. That doesn't mean that I don't love you. So understanding environment is everything. If I wanted to go and get my PhD, I'm probably going to have to start surrounding myself with people who have already accomplished what it is that I have accomplished or what I'm trying to accomplish or attain. Mm-hmm. So that's when you kind of have to switch up your social circles. So if you are in a social circle with your drunk buddies or, you know, your whole friends, or you just got married. So understanding, like, okay, things have changed a little bit. So the mindset of the people that you hang out with, you're pretty much not going to really be around your single friends as much nowadays moving forward, only because your life is changing in a different alternative lifestyle. Now, you guys probably want to develop more couple friends and, you know, people who are more seasoned in this area than what you are, because that's how we all learn from each other.
Gotcha.
So I believe that that is one of the main things, is the environmental factor. So if it's your coworkers, if it's your friends, so on and so forth, you have to be mindful of where they are and exist on this planet and where you're trying to go. And align yourself with that. A lot of the times when I first started out in the beginning, I just hung out at Whole Foods, because Whole Foods, once, it wasn't as popular as it is now, but they had the little patio seating where I could sit down. There was all sorts of different little newsletters and publications that I had never been exposed to. Mm-hmm. So I love reading. So I would sit down and actually read those publications. But when you're in an environment where people show up to this store specifically because they're trying to make better decisions, they're not the best. When you're new at something, you're not good yet.
Right.
You know, like, so at least you're practicing mindfulness of knowing I can come here as opposed to Publix. Even though the broccoli still may be a ripoff, their intention of coming there and purchasing that is really good. And then when you're overhearing conversations as well, people are having awesome conversations with each other and they're giving out awesome recipes. Or I'll even ask somebody, if I see you in a Cracker House, so what are you going to do with that? You know, like, what are you going to do with that? Then that gives you another idea. It's the same way as farmers markets or anything else. People are very friendly, and that's all they're doing, because they're probably in the same spot as you are, just trying to learn and connect.
Yeah.
And it's hard to actually connect with people when you feel so isolated and you feel so alone and you feel like, oh my gosh, because this is just a process of unlearning to learn again.
And people underestimate that diet is more than just what you eat. It's it's what you watch. It's what you read. It's even comes down to who you're following on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
And then that pops up in your explore page, like those little triggers. You know, if you're looking at a lot of food, then explore is going to have more food. And it's just going to start triggering.
Definitely.
You have to unfollow those. Mm-hmm. I found can be helpful.
I stopped watching television in 2007, 2008 because I realized that trigger. Once again, my brain works in patterns. I realized that I wasn't hungry until I saw Red Lobster was having endless shrimp for $12.99.
Yeah.
Then it was like, now that sounds like a good idea. And then now I can't even imagine how it is for people trying to have weight loss goals and still maintain watching television, because it is visual stimulation. I am a visual learner. I see something, goddamn, I've never been to Jack in a Box a day in my life, but now I'm seeing this damn thing in 67-inch high definition.
Right.
Like, oh my God, the cheese is dripping off. Yes, I know that that's cow growth baby liquid formula fermented in a cheddar artificial flavor. I am aware of that, but damn, that looks good. You know, like, so I'm tempted, mm-hmm. and I'm like, well, where's the Jack in a Box? And then that's not even my thought. So honestly, me stop watching television, that was my control issues. So I just switched my issues. So I've always had control issues, always been an overachiever, so on and so forth. I just switched it instead of me trying to be that in my relationships or my jobs or my career, and flipped it internally to where, no, one thing I know that I can and can ultimately control is what I will and will not eat, period. So take away the visual stimulations, now my thoughts are my own. So I don't even expose myself to certain things. So I don't go into conventional grocery stores because, hell, I didn't even know that the royal family had babies. Had no idea. I was like, oh, shit, good for them. The babies are like three. Like, whoa. But I'm not exposed to any of that at all. Like, none of that even matters in my life. Like, who gives a fuck what they're doing in Britain right now? That is right. None of my business.
That was an all-day coverage when they had a kid. I remember that.
Are you kidding
but,
me?
Yeah, I don't have cable, but Netflix alone, you can binge, like, yeah, food on Netflix. No. Yeah.
Like, and I've never cared about other people's lives in that aspect. There is some huge cultural obsession with other people's lives in this country, and I've never given a shit. Like, I just don't. It's awesome. Good for them. Yay for humanity. But I don't give a fuck. Like, none.
And that's what I love about, one, like me and you, like, we both love helping people and empowering people and educating people, which is really what this podcast is about. And what I loved reading on your website was that it's not about, like, willpower. It's more just about self-love and appreciation. Yes. And learning your own language, like learning your personal language,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly, exactly. It's all about just really quantifying who you are, whatever yourself is, and being okay with that. I'm okay that my brain thinks differently. I am okay that I get lost in daydreams. I am okay that I literally am a creator and a path maker as opposed to a follower. Because there's a lot of people that are out now who have followed in my footsteps that have it a lot easier than what I did. But at the end of the day, it's just like, hey, I invented this yellow brick road. Or not even invented this yellow brick road, but I discovered it all by myself. You know, I didn't have a me. I didn't have any. There was no exposure to Instagram or where I could say, oh, she said chlorophyll today. Let me go ahead and just start incorporating that. I didn't have that. I had to figure all of these things out by myself. So being courageous enough to go and embark on that journey alone, I lost a lot of friends, people who I thought that was going to be in my life forever, people who had keys to my house, automatically just flipped on me. Once you understand that everybody is not designed to go where you are going, and also understanding that pattern that I've already had for my life. My middle school best friend is not who my friend is now. You know, like, so being okay with that type of growth, it's all the same, and I've already had the modules for it. Now it's like, oh, this is the same thing just in a 30-something-year-old self. It's the same thing. I know this already. So being able to use the tools that you've already learned, that's one of my main sayings is don't forget to remember what you've already remembered on this journey.
What are some of your other tools?
So that's definitely one. Another tool is, once again, not ignoring the red flags. Never ignore the red flags. Whatever that instinct is that we have with inside of ourselves, it may be, you know, like a shift within body language, or it might be a flare up on the back of our neck, or our heart might palpitate a little bit when someone enters the room. I don't ignore those at all anymore. Anytime, I think that benefit of the doubt is the most expensive thing that you could possibly give to someone. That is so expensive. It's so expensive. The benefit of the doubt. Think about a lot of the things that you have given people benefit of the doubt on.
Yep.
Should have never did it.
Yep.
And you knew better. You knew better before you got fucked over.
But you're a nice person.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I'm still a nice person and not giving you that. And that's just it.
Right.
So that is where I literally let 100% instinct just override everything.
Boom.
And that's not culturally acceptable in this space. But that's the one thing on the planet that's never, ever lied to me. Ever. So I just listen to that now, and it's just like, I don't know why I feel uneasy about you, and I'm okay with it. I'm okay with not knowing that.
And there's a big mind-gut connection, I think,
Yeah.
which is becoming more and more very well thoroughly researched, but people don't understand that what you're eating is literally like what you're thinking.
Definitely. You have two brains.
Yeah.
And they look exactly the same. Look at your stomach, look at the small intestine, and then look at your brain. They look the fucking same.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
It's like one's above the equator, one's below the equator.
Yeah.
So what is actually going in above because you thought that this was a good thing? The visual stimulations, the television, the so on and so forth. They know the power behind all of this stuff. It is absolute mind control, but it's absolute sorcery. Whatever you want to call it, it's brilliant to me.
Oh, yeah.
It is brilliant. You got all these people to think that Pop-Tarts in the morning is a good decision to feed your offspring. That's a good decision. With some orange juice and some milk. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, McDonald's has patents on like the names of their food.
Yes, because you can't call it food. It is a McChicken. They're out here growing McChickens. What the fuck's a McChicken?
Yeah.
And it literally, TM, trademark. You cannot... Understanding the language, and that is what I love. I love reading because I love the language. Okay. I love the way that people are able to manipulate and translate things to their advantage. That's one of the main reasons why I love being a paralegal. When I was in corporate America, I love the language of the courtroom. How the fuck did you just... Wow. You know, like, wow. But it's all language. So when you really learn the fluidity of the language that you're speaking to yourself, whether that's negative, whether, once again, goes back to rule number one, be honest.
Mm.
I believe that that is the one thing that people are not in this country. We're not honest with ourselves. We lie to ourselves so much. Just like benefit of the doubt. Stop lying to yourself. You know that they ain't shit. And you want to hope and believe that they are shit. But no, it's only Thursday and they're still not shit.
What are some books or websites that people can go and read and check out that'll really help them start their self-research?
Definitely. A couple of books, and it's always different based off of cultural affiliations. Gotcha. And what actually speaks to you, because I can't go and read like some super doctory book or anything like that. I don't know doctor language. So it all appeals to where you are within your own consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So I love very in your face type books. So if you are looking for, let's just say, how to make healthier decisions, one of my life-changing books was Skinny Bitch. And that was to go vegan, but it's called Skinny Bitch. Yes, I wanted to be a skinny bitch at that time. I'm like, skinny bitch, this is what I need, because that's all that I'm trying to accomplish. That is a really, really good one. But once again, that goes to the cultural appropriations of things. If the brown people want one that speaks more to a cultural aspect of understanding how to navigate through a family reunion, By Any Greens Necessary is basically the same, but once again, all about the upbringing and what you are actually premised with. Because I don't have anybody in my family named Emily, but I got a Priscilla.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, so it's one of those things, and things, reading things that are actually relatable to you. Those are two really amazing books. If you want just a really good grounding book in learning how to love yourself and understanding society and navigating through a more tumultuous time with friends, families, coworkers, you're kind of feeling a little lost, The Mastery of Love by Don Miguel Ruiz. That is one book that I have recommended to damn near everyone. That was part of my program curriculum when I actually did the 60-day program curriculum. That's always one. And that is a huge life changer book, because that definitely helps you settle those thoughts on the inside. And it helps you see yourself in a way that you never would have imagined. Okay. So that's always one of the main things. And that's the main thing that I focus on when it comes down to just health. It's more mental than it is emotional. We all look like what we do on a regular basis. You know, like, we don't look like what we do every now and then. We look like what we do often.
Yeah.
So when we're being honest about what we do all the time, you know, like, we're actually able to make more progress within wherever that healthy state is. And as you stated early, just because you're thin doesn't mean that you're decomposing from the, doesn't mean that you're not decomposing from the inside. So it has nothing to do with the physical aspect and everything to do with those two brains, the mental and the stomach, you know, like, really understanding how those work together and finding that language of commonality.
And you looking at, you looking like what you eat, you being familiar from the makeup world and working with so many people and you understanding skin, what are some good skin tips you have for people?
Definitely. One, the water is absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Shameless plug. Two, get you face flavors. That is my ultra hydrating facial moisturizer. Yeah, that is it. That is one of the things that helps with the hydration within skin, because we're on a water planet, but once again, that is the main component that a lot of people are on a regular basis, is just dehydrated. Thirdly, I definitely say stay away from the caffeine. You don't have to do it all the time. 2-3 times a week is cool. That is where that moderation actually comes in.
Okay.
For adequate rest. I can't even say like, okay, Joel, you're going to need a skincare regimen, so on and so forth. No, you don't. All you need is water and sleep in order for that part to actually thrive through.
Okay.
Think amazing thoughts, because once again, it is all mental. You look like how you feel. You look like, oh gosh, you're stressed out, aren't you? A complete stranger could actually come out and like, I have a word for you, and I think that God is going to do some amazing things. It's just like, why'd you come and talk to me? Something about you drew them over to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, so just once again, being honest with that. But a shortcut to a lot of that is drink cucumbers.
Drink cucumbers.
Drink cucumbers.
Okay.
Cucumbers are like 10 for a dollar. You can get 10 for a dollar. Juice them shits. Get them in your body. Cucumbers are an amazing, amazing source of silica.
Okay.
That's one of the main minerals that we are deficient in our bodies. One of those things that comes in vitamin mineral green where you just don't have to worry about it. Silica. But drink some cucumbers, and I'm pretty sure you go to the spa and you pay them $50 for them to cut up some cucumbers and put them on your eyes. Like, come on. Come on. It's not that complicated. Let's not do that. But if you want to throw away some money, by all means, figure out a different way. But when it comes down to that, I definitely think that that is a few tips that you can do. So drink water, get you face flavor, go to sleep, and drink cucumbers.
What is your sleep regimen? One, and this is kind of two parts, in that I've been trying to research sleep as well, because I've read things about sleep and that you can work out all the time, but if you're not sleeping, the body fat's going to stay there and actually maybe grow because you're not resting.
Mm-hmm.
So one, a lot of people will just like tuck their phones in with them at night before they go to sleep as well. So maybe how do people avoid that, or if you've struggled with that? And also, what is like your recommendation on sleep duration?
Definitely. I say, one, get you a rock salt lamp.
Okay.
Get you a rock salt lamp. You can find one of those at TJ Maxx or Ross or somewhere on Amazon for under $20 now, because they're becoming a little bit more popular.
Mm-hmm.
Get you a rock salt lamp, especially if you have an electronic addiction such as myself. I go to sleep with my cell phone every single night.
Right here.
Yeah.
My wife does that too.
And I tried to tuck it away. I went maybe like 2 years without it. Now it's like, okay, well, I just like scrolling before I go to sleep.
Right.
That's my nice little lullaby. I know that it's not healthy, but I sleep.
But you're
next
honest
to it.
With yourself.
I am very honest with myself,
boom.
Right?
Yeah.
And I know if I'm wake up the next day and my frequencies and stuff isn't right, it's like, well, Tierra, you had this goddamn spaceship up underneath your pillow,
right? Right.
You know, like you should not have done that. So I take responsibility. But get you a rock salt lamp that actually clears the ions in your room throughout from all the technology, but it doesn't even have to be our cell phones. It's the Wi-Fi that's going on. It could be our neighbor. We could be sleeping directly next door to our neighbor's television, and that's doing something to us. So once again, just being mindful of that. But get you a rock salt lamp, because that helps.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, get you a nice diffuser or make you a nice spray out of lavender.
Lavender
is very calming. It's an essential oil. You can pick it up anywhere. It's less than $20. Just make you something that you can spray on your sheets, spray in your shower, spray on yourself, because it's a natural calming thing. And I have a hyperactive brain, so I'm always like this. Like, go, 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 go,
right.
go, all the time. I'm actually addicted to that feeling. But when you are doing that, you need something to actually bring you down a notch a lot of the times. Lavender definitely helps. So the scent of lavender, as I said earlier, I'm a scents person. The scent, but I spray it over my pillows and so on and so forth. That definitely will help put you in a nice sleeping state. Thirdly, take baths. When's the last time we actually spent time in just submerged in water? We're here. We're in Atlanta. There's no damn waters and lakes, you know, that are natural to us. We can go and float around Sweetwater Creek or go to Lake Nalinga and hope we don't die, you know, like, but we need to submerge ourselves in water.
Uh-huh.
And just by taking a bath 2-3 times a week, put some bath salts in there, or just some Epsom salt, or go to Dollar Tree and actually get you, you know, their sea salt. That's a dollar. You can buy 10 of them and just have them throughout the course of the entire month and put that in. And once again, put you some little lavender oil in there, and it just calms you. It also allows your body to actually reset. It allows your cells to rejuvenate themselves. Once again, we're on a water planet.
Mm-hmm.
It matters, you know, like, and we're not in natural habitats from wherever the coding of our DNA and molecules are are actually made up of. So we have to do what's actually best. So I always go to earth, air, fire, water. So earth meaning incense or plants. I have plants all throughout my house. Air, the incense. Water, baths, or a nice little fountain. Once again, you can find that at Walgreens for $5. Just listening to the trickling effects going to sleep at night. Earth, air, fire, water. Have a candle going. A candle you may have spent, you know, $20 on, but that candle's about to last you 2 months. And it makes you feel good, and you're able to actually look at it, and that's it. Or light a little tea light. Earth, air, fire, water, and let nature take over.
How long for sleeping? How long do you usually sleep at night?
I go to sleep literally probably by 8:30, 9 o'clock every single night. Yeah. Just nighttime is not my vibration at all. So I stay away from nighttime anything. I haven't met any good friends at nighttime. I haven't met any good lovers at nighttime. Like nighttime, I just stay the fuck. The bugs don't fuck with me at nighttime. So I just stay away from nighttime vibrations ideally. And once again, that's just me learning what actually works for me in my life. I was like, hey, why aren't these people staying? And how come I really thought that you were the one? What did nighttime. I do wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, I met you in the dark.
Right.
I met you in the dark, and I'm trying to do daylight stuff with you. And no, I am a light being. I am a light worker. I am all things light. Nighttime works for a lot of people and a lot of things. I'm just not one of those people. So 8:30, 9 o'clock, my body is like, okay, so we're done today. Mm-hmm. By 4:15, the next morning, I'm up. Like,
gotcha. Up.
I probably get out of the bed between 5:30, 6:30. I allow my thoughts to just really flood into me and allow breath, and I listen to the birds or construction, whatever the hell's actually happening that early in the morning. And I just allow the day to actually come to me. So
how many hours? How many is that? 8? Because I've heard a minimum. I heard it was 6, and then I just recently heard, no, you need at least 7.
Yeah.
So that's been kind of an adjustment of trying to find that extra hour to sleep, you know. So have you done any research on sleep as far as like a minimum hour?
I think that just is something that works with you, because some people can function off of 5 and they're doing okay. And then they may take 2 days and just crash, and they're just sleep for 16 hours, you know, no matter what it is. However, their algorithms actually work with inside of themselves. I say go for it. But I minimum literally shut my body down. Even if I'm not asleep, I shut my body down. So I think that it's all about just mindful practices of knowing like, okay, I am going to start ending this day at a particular time, and then I'm going to start starting it at a particular time. And you don't have to do anything. I like to be up and out when the rest of the world isn't up and out.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. I love being out with the MILFs. You know, like the moms are at the grocery store and they got on their little Lululemon and they got their little kids and shit and they got flowers and all stuff. Yes, I like this vibration. I come out when the MILFs are out because they're getting to it and they're fit and they're awesome. And, you know, they're tending to their families and their nurturers. Mm-hmm. So I like to be out when the nurturers are out. You don't see moms and stuff out. Not those types of moms. You might see some moms, but not the moms that I'm looking at. Or I want to image my life after.
Right. That environment thing again.
It's the environment thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I jump on certain vibrations and frequencies. And think about the older, healthy people. They're out. Think about how they used to walk around the malls at 6:30 in the morning. And I'm coming from, you know, the makeup world. So I'm up opening up the mall and you see the little old people doing their little laps. How'd you wake up so early? How you got on your little walking shoes and your equipment and your clothes and all sorts of stuff. How did you get that energy?
Yeah.
I align myself with that type of energy. Like, all right, it's a conditioning phase. It does not happen overnight.
Major process.
Yeah, it is a major process. But once you start that, then it just becomes normal. Mm-hmm. And that's their normal. So I see the most vibrant older people, they start early, real early. Even my grandmother and grandfather, they start real early. And both of them got cancer or some shit, but they still up. Mm-hmm. They are still up and doing stuff. So at the end of the day, that's what I want.
Another reason I wanted to get into your environment, as we're talking about environments and orbit, besides just your message and your energy, really, is your business savvy as well. And I know when you were doing the makeup, you actually came out with your own makeup line. And even back then, you were focused on using natural products and all that jazz. So, and now, as I'm looking at your website and your brand, you have this, you have a positive message, but it's also a profitable positive message. And I feel like I have a book, I have a podcast, I mean, I have shirts, and I have all these things available, but none of them are, like, I'm putting them all out, but there's not really a return yet.
Okay.
And I didn't know if there's a disconnect, if you had any advice on from you have this positive message and you're trying to help people, but you also need to survive as well. Mm-hmm. So almost finding the balance between those two worlds.
Yeah, that is the hard part. Once again, it is finding out, one, what people actually want.
Uh-huh.
I lost that place of understanding or that place of guilt or rejection with inside of myself. Like, well, I feel that I'm a valuable person. If people don't value themselves, there's no way in hell they could even have the ability to value you and what you have to give or provide. I lost that part and let capitalism come in, because like you said, it's lucrative. It's definitely lucrative. One, people like products. That's why I came out with the product.
Gotcha.
People love my skin. I didn't want to do that. I want you to care about your life, and I want you to pay me to help guide you to a better direction. But no, all you're focused on is my face and my skin and so on. So fuck it. I'm going to go ahead and make a cream, because y'all don't want to go out and buy all the 16 different things that I said. Awesome. This is a world of convenience.
Right.
You know, you want one thing that I said do, one thing that I definitely, my highest space of value that I have as Tierra Goes Green, makeup by Tierra, Tierra Burrell, is people trust me.
Boom.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, like, that is completely it. So anything I say, and it's been that way for a very long time, even in makeup, I had the opportunity to actually being hired with a renowned singer, performer. She trusted me to, what do you say do? Buy this, 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 and this. I think this would look good, so on and so forth. She ain't know me from Adam and trusted me and said, well, do you want to be my makeup artist tomorrow? And then that opened up opportunities for so many other things. Once you realize what you're truly good at and what people want from you, that is how you make your market, and you basically plant the seeds and then they come to you. The money is the easy part. You just plant the seeds. When I say the easiest seed that you can plant is consistency. Consistency, as you see, even when I was basic, even when I was doing makeup, I had an all natural vegan makeup line.
Uh-huh.
Had it. I wasn't even vegan yet, but I knew the importance. Like, I don't want to give you guys chemicals. I still want your well-being at stake. You know, like, I kind of care what happens. Then it just navigated me into a healthier space to where it's just like, ooh, I can't cover up what you're trying to cover up anymore. Now let me help you on a whole nother level. Because when you're in people's personal space like that, that's what you get. So I get vulnerabilities. You hear all their shit. You're all in their business. You, makeup artists, hairstylists, nail techs, we know everybody's business. Like, the stuff you don't want to know.
Right.
Because you're in different spaces of their life with them.
Uh-huh.
So it's a very vulnerable, trusting space. But that's the one thing that I've always had going for me with all my careers is trust. The lawyers trusted me when I was a paralegal. When I went to makeup, they trust me. The photographers trust me. You know, like, so that trust is my most valuable resource.
How did you, saying all these people trust you without knowing you, what specifically were you doing to get that trust?
I think I honestly just had a good heart.
Just genuine.
That is the part that shines through at all times.
Mm-hmm.
At all times. And no matter what, it could have been a bad business deal or not the best transaction, or maybe, you know, chasing people down for money or whatever the case may be. At the end of the day, my heart has always been pure, no matter what type of tier I have been, even in my low vibrational self.
Boom. Well, this has been a very vibrational interview. I gotta say, it's been absolutely amazing. And I really appreciate your time, because I know people pay for your time. So the fact you were willing to sit down with me for a bubble tea is really...
I am honored.
I really value that.
Definitely.
So before we get out of here, is there anything else you want the world to know?
No, I say definitely just keep going. Don't stop at whatever it is that you're doing. And don't be afraid to fail. You know, like, it's okay to mess up. Tomorrow you won't mess up the same way. Or maybe if you mess up tomorrow, you may not mess up the next day. Just be okay with being consistent with inside of yourself. So lose the guilt, lose the frustration. And once you lose those, you may have created space for consistency and for motivation to actually come in once you get rid of that other stuff. So just keep going.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Tierra Burrell, thank you for being on Hot Breath.
It is an honor, Joel. Thank you.
We made it. Oh, and people can find you and all that. What's the best?
Everybody can find me, TierraGoesGreen.com, TierraBurrell.com. Everything is Tierra Goes Green or Tierra Burrell. So every single social site with the exception of Pinterest and Snapchat, only because InstaSnap is a lot cooler than Snapchat to me.
Boom.
But yes, everything is Tierra Goes Green.
And I got to do a testament for your Instagram, because you do a good job of balancing self-promotion and information and just fun facts or whatever.
Yeah.
But I can't get, it's weird, and this came from yours, your Instagram was, like, I heard this thing about the coconut oil and how it's like poison. And I was like, okay, I believe that now, just from reading a headline, of course, because that's how most of us just skim everything. Mm-hmm. And then I go on your page and then you post something about it being sponsored by canola oil people. And I'm like, okay, so that's true now. I'll just take that and then I'll just move on. Like, not researching either, but just like, all right,
Yeah.
So like so coconut oil is fine? Is that?
Yeah. Think about it. Like, if you are losing profits, if you're in the oil industry, and this is just understanding business. If you understand business and you understand the algorithms of how business work. And at the end of the day, that is capitalism 101. Have a product. Two, have a demand for that product. Mm-hmm. Three, create a need for that product. No matter what, if you're selling bracelets, if you're doing nails, no matter what, if you have those three things, that's all the trajectories. So if you are in a canola business or vegetable oil business and coconut oil is starting to wipe you out, what do? You create a rumor in order to make them crash. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody in ICU right now because of fucking coconut oil overdose. It's just not happening. But canola is having a lot of complications, and they're starting to understand, you know, the mischief behind everything. So go with the canola oil. The coconut oil.
Yeah.
Because the coconut oil has never poisoned anybody off the whole history. Nobody has drowned because of, you know, coconuts or anything like that. But if you want people to go away from it, you create a rumor about it.
And I think knowledge will create demand as well. So as, like you said, this health revolution happening, which you've seen from the bottom on up, so it's only going to keep rising. I think once we demand healthier stuff, then they'll start supplying healthier
stuff because
they just want the money.
Mm-hmm. So. As they always would. That is all big business is. Yep. It's just like, okay, so this is what they want now, just like McDonald's. That's what they want. They want hamburgers readily available. They created it. So now they created cows in order to be sustainable for all that stuff, because the earth does not produce cows for y'all to sell 1 billion a day. Yeah. There's not enough cows like that.
It's crazy.
So people are out of sight, out of mind. So,
well, you were in tune and on time. So thank you so much,
Tierra
Burrell.
You're welcome, Joel. I appreciate this.
All right. Let's do it again. High five.
Yay. Let me do a live really quick.
That was great.
This was amazing.
Do you like the questions?
Oh, God, yeah. They were great, great, great questions. And able to actually allow me to think in different ways. You know, like, those aren't typical questions. Miko's honestly was, like, the best podcast that I've ever done. And Miko is a really good friend of mine.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had no idea what angle she was going to come with. But the way she wrapped those, woo!
Yeah, it was good.
It was good.
I was so grateful that there was an interview with you out there like that.
Yeah.
That you can start to build on, you know?
Exactly.
I research everyone, and I want my interviews to be like the one place people can go to hear like about that person.
Exactly.
That's why I research heavily and then accumulate all of your interviews and information into one place. So then people will come to the podcast for that one place. So.
And that's why I didn't do it live, because I want them to come to your podcast.
Boom. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
If I could get your signature, I just keep these documented in a folder, like all the ones I've done. I'm on episode 94 this week.
Oh.
So we're almost at 100, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, I meant to ask about weed, because weed is becoming more and more just like synthetic, or like all the pesticides and everything, just like our like vegetables and all that. Mm-hmm. But I know you're a supporter of weed and everything, but I didn't know what your take on kind of that evolution of weed too.
It's like, just like anything else, when things become popular, when things become popular, you learn different ways to actually do things. So stay away from anything FDA regulated, food and drugs should never be together in any way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely say understand dispensaries, especially if that's a cultural thing that you're into, the same way that we understand coffee.
Right.
Or the same way we'll go to, you know, we'll go to a barista for coffee, or we'll go to a sommelier for wine culture. Understand, it's a culture, you know, like, so it's a plant, just like the vineyards are a plant, just like the coffee is a plant. going and getting the finest source, however you can get it, go and take a trip to Oaksterdam University in Oakland. Mm-hmm. Go and understand real cultural aspects behind what it is that you're doing instead of, you know, just drinking Sutter Homes thinking like, oh, this is Moscato. Like, come on now. Come on now. You're going to get judged if you go to certain places in the city. Mm-hmm. They're going to judge you and think that you are just shit because you drink Sutter Homes. Really? That's what you decide to do with your body? Same way as cigars. Same way as anything else.
So, yeah. Just knowledge.
Knowledge. Awesome. Yes.
Well, thank you. Yeah, because that was the one thing I think I missed on the list was when I saw, I just wrote the word weed. Like, yeah. Let's get to that.
Hey, yeah. But it's a beautiful thing. But anytime, you know, it becomes modernized.
Oh, it's another booming market.
Yep.
You know? And I mean, just like health foods, that's a frustrating thing for people too, is just they may even think they're eating healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just labeled the right way or whatever.
I was that person.
That's how you started, was you thought you were eating healthy.
Thought I was eating healthy.
Yeah.
And you get so frustrated. But totally. Then you realize, like, well, what's the point of being frustrated? Why not just adjust yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, all this time I'm being frustrated and upset where I can just adjust myself and rewire these thoughts.
Which takes, you know, it took a while to wire your brain that way, so it's going to take a while to rewire it,
yep.
too. Time.
Exactly.
People want everything instant, but...
And that's impossible.
Yep.
Ooh, holy healthy. I feel better just listening to that. I hope you do the same, Hop Brethren and Sistren. I would love to know what you enjoyed about this episode. Please hit us up on social media at Hot Breath Pod. Hot Breath Pod. You get it. Yes, I'm still hungover from the intro. But the big exciting news I had for you and the big ask I had is I need your feedback, okay? I want to do a best of, as we're reaching the end of the year here, we need to do a best of episode. So I would love to know what your favorite Hot Breath episodes of 2018 have been. So please email me, hotbreathpod@gmail.com, or just DM me on social media or hit me up on Facebook. But let me know, what have been your favorite episodes? And we're going to do like a greatest hits of 2018. I think it's time. We have enough in the vault here that I think it's time to maybe revisit a little bit and see, wow, we have done a lot of good things. Who were the best ones? Who were your favorites? So please let me know. I have a couple in mind. You know, it's kind of hard picking your favorite because there's just so many good ones out there. So I'm going to put that in your hands. So please, I know a lot of you have been reaching out asking how you can support the podcast and help. That's one you can do. Interact with me on social media. Share this one. For those of you that do enjoy supporting the podcast, your time is running out to pick up some Hot Breath merch before the holiday season. So what I'm going to do for you, leave a link in the show notes. There's going to be a link to the online store where you can pick up a hoodie or stickers or Hot Breath socks even, just in the nick of time for old Saint Nick. But either way, even just you listening is supporting, but anything else you feel like doing, whatever you feel the value of these episodes are, it is greatly appreciated. So thank you, seriously, for all your continued support. We are building some big things right now that are going to be launching on January 1st, 2019, and a lot of it is thanks to you, or all of it's thanks to you and your continued support. So that being said, Hot Brethren and Sisteren, let's get out of here, because I am still hungover, and this is not fun. I don't even really drink that much, so I don't always drink, but when I do, there's a hangover. So this is just a friendly reminder of making healthier decisions along the way. So I hope this episode helped you to do that, especially around these holiday seasons. So I think I've said my piece. That is it. Hot Breath Podcast of the podcast. Joel Byers, the comedian, is the host. The engineer, Amon Garner, hit him up on boldcoy.com. If you need an engineer for your audio or podcasting needs, hit him up. And of course, at the end of all of these, I thank my wife, Erin Byers, for her continued support. And she made the theme song for this podcast. And if you're in the Atlanta area or going to be visiting, I should have said this earlier, I am hosting a live comedy game show at the Laughing Skull Lounge here in Atlanta on December 29th. It's going to be recorded video, audio is a podcast as well. It's going to have comedian contestants, cash prizes, there's going to be giveaways, we're going to have sponsors. It's going to be turnt AF. So that the tickets to that will be linked in the show notes as well if you want to come see me live and meet up. But all that being said, until next Monday, right here on Hot Breath. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.